At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Stroud, and Aaron Hawksworth here with you to talk about MLB Survivor. And Joe, I'm going to start this conversation here with the sweatiest of sweats that maybe I have ever experienced in my entire life, picking the Atlanta Braves last week to just win 3 games out of 6 against the A's and the Diamondbacks. They lose 2 of 3 against Oakland. So I'm already thinking, okay, after Tuesday, do I need to have like bad internet access for the Monday Survivor segment? Do I just need to call in sick? Because this is ridiculous to get my third strike when the A's are part of this week with the Atlanta Braves, one of the top teams in the National League. Like, this just can't happen. And so then, you know, they go 1 out of 3 against the A's. Then they split the first two against the Diamondbacks, one of which was as minus 200 favorites. And so,
well, you were staring at 1 and 3. You were staring at 1 and 3 to start, right, going into the weekend?
Yeah, 1 and 3, right. And then 2 and 3. Yeah, so they had to win the last two. The Saturday game, they were minus 200 favorites, so I wasn't sweating that. It's fine. But then you get to Sunday, and you have Zach Gallen on the bump for the Diamondbacks against Michael Soroka, who has just his second start in, what, 4 years or something like that. That's the pitching matchup I needed the Braves to win for just so I can avoid my third strike. And the Braves were either tied or trailing for pretty much the entire contest. They were down 1 heading into the 9th inning with a Diamondbacks closer on the mound. Suffice to say, I was figuring out what sort of excuse I could get out of doing this segment. And then my man, Ed Rosario came through for me with a grand slam.
Ed.
With 2 outs. In the 9th inning,
wow.
Ed Rosario kept it alive for me and a lot of other Braves backers from last week, and I am still in this.
Woo! That was – and you had 2 walks before that, too. You had a walk to start off the inning. You had an intentional walk in there. Unbelievable. I mean, yeah, you were staring at a loss. That was – they were the second most popular team. 25% of people still alive had the Atlanta Braves, Oakland, Arizona. You think, okay, no problem. Let's play it safe. Let's just get to that double pick week. A lot of people had that same thought process. Just barely gets home. Ended up being a fairly chalky week. Only 37 strikes. 12 of those did not make a pick. So the top three all safe. Miami, Atlanta, LA Dodgers. Both of mine were safe. I was on Miami with the masses and also the White Sox. That got through, and only 7.3% eliminated this week. That's the lowest percentage we've had in over a month. So chalky week, heading into a crazy week, because now you have a number of teams that you can't pick, and it's our second double pick week of the season. And it's a tough week, man. Woo!
It is a tough week. And to me, this is the perfect example of why you don't want to take all the great teams early. Because if you did, this is going to be mighty, mighty hard to discern who is going to play well this week, not just because it's a double pick week. And again, friendly reminder, if one team out of your two picks fails to win at least 50% of their games, then it's a strike for the entire week. Now, my approach for the first double pick week was to say, okay, let me pick two bad teams and then I'll just take the strike and that's fine. You know, not the greatest of strategies for me because I have two strikes now, but you know, maybe that works out, you know, with different permutations. But at the same time, Joe, I look at this and I say, okay, if you don't have some really good ball clubs in your group, then this is going to be mighty, mighty challenging, because if you still have a couple of good ones remaining, I think some of the choices are fairly obvious. For instance, I still have the Dodgers available and I'm going to go ahead and use them, because even though Tony Gonsolin may be due for a little regression, I think the matchups are pretty good for him. He will be the pitcher going twice for LA, preferred matchup against the Reds, and then the Dodgers get the Phillies. Phillies and Reds rank 26th and 27th respectively in ex-WOBA since the start of May. So neither are hitting very well. Pitching's always good for the Dodgers. You know, even when Noah Syndergaard's on the bump, like, he's not the worst of all fifth starters, I suppose. But you look at the pitching for the Dodgers, they should be in peak condition. And so now you're just expecting Dodger hitters to just muster up enough runs. And I think they can do that at least three times against the Phillies and Reds.
Okay. I have the Dodgers circled as well, playing devil's advocate. They've lost three of four. They're 500 on the road, all six games this week on the road. Hunter Green can be really good. You're facing Nola. Any of those concerns? Any of those issues?
I mean, possibly. Yeah, they can be good, but it's baseball, right? Like, at some point, you're going to have a disadvantageous pitching matchup. I mean, the Phillies have not turned it around yet, and we keep expecting them to, but it's entirely possible that turnaround will be much later, maybe with some sort of midseason acquisition, or it won't happen at all. I mean, that is still a tough division, and suddenly the Marlins are very much in contention. So this idea that the Phillies can turn things around against the Dodgers, I just don't know if I buy it at this point.
And when the Dodgers lose three of four, maybe that's a time to buy. What are the chances that they're going to have a sub 500 week after just losing three or four games? Probably pretty remote. So if you have that, another reason that I agree with you back in Dodgers. Okay. So I have two spots and each of them have two strikes. The idea of going with a strong team, I'm on board with. I'm thinking that I'm going to go with four different teams with my two selections, because I don't feel strong about any one. I don't feel strong enough where, oh, I think that's a lock. I just don't see how they don't go at least 500 this week. So the Dodgers are one of those teams. Here's another team that you just survived with. I'm looking at Atlanta. They've got six division games at home. It's the Mets and the Nationals. Elders going twice with this sub two ERA. Yes, I'm facing Scherzer and Verlander. That's not the greatest thing in the world, but I'm picking an elite team, and they're going to be at home, and I get three against Washington. And I know people thought the Nationals were going to be much worse than they played this year, but with the options available, I'm fine backing the Braves, going at least 3-3 this week.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I'm curious as far as figuring out, okay, who really are the bad teams? And if you had to put tiers on these bad teams, how that would sort of impact how we look at this. And so Fangraphs is one place that both of us, Joe, look at with some regularity. The Rockies mm-hmm. are considered to have the worst winning percentage for the rest of the season from Fangraphs. And I think for the most part, we still agree with that. The A's are very much down there. Rockies, Royals, Nationals, mm-hmm. Reds, maybe those are the five worst teams. And so you want to make sure that at some point you're getting one of those five ball clubs within that week. Again, A's, yeah. Nationals, Rockies, Royals, maybe the Reds as well.
I feel like the right. Reds and Nats can be frisky. You know what I mean? Depending mm-hmm. on the matchup, those two could mm-hmm. be a little bit, ooh, yeah. maybe you go on to take a closer look. But yeah, especially on a daily basis, the Royals, Rockies, and A's are typically teams that I'm looking to fade.
Let me ask you this. Run differential-wise, yeah. the teams that are right next to Washington and Miami and Cincinnati are teams like Cleveland and Philadelphia. Are they in a fade territory? And we're in June now, you know, where, mm-hmm. okay, don't mind going against them.
Exactly. And that's why I'm comfortable with the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are as much of a lock as any ball club for this week, just because I think the Phillies, again, we still keep expecting them to turn things around. But first off, they're not entirely healthy. And then the starting pitching has vastly underperformed. So I'm not mm-hmm. concerned about the Phillies here. I also don't know how I feel about the Mets. And this is important because I think another ball club I'm thinking about with a pick. Dodgers, I have that as a lock. I'm going to take them. The other spot, I'm looking at one of three ball clubs. And one I want to bring up here is the Pirates. Three
yes!
with the Mets, three with the A's.
Uh-huh. I've got them circled. I've got them available with yes. one of my two spots.
What if the Mets are just a 500 ball club? What if they are just a 500 ball club? And all this, you know, waxing poetic about, oh, once they get to the postseason, watch out, because you got Scherzer and Verlander. Maybe that's mm-hmm. so, but you still have to get there in the first place. Maybe the Mets are a 500 ball club, and then the Pirates get the A's. They could sweep them, and then we don't even have to worry about the Mets. But it does feel like, okay, at the very least, the Pirates can take one from the Mets. They should be able to win a series against Oakland. Then you have nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. And the Pirates
Caprillion
have...
tomorrow. Sorry.
Oh, Sears today, Caprillion tomorrow. Let's go. They just swept the Cardinals mm-hmm. over the weekend. They've now won five games in a row. Now a couple of those were one score games. Well, three of the five actually. But you know, hey, they're in these ball games. And yeah, and now we get the to face the worst team in baseball. So I also have Pittsburgh circled. Maybe they keep this rolling. And I've got one more. Now, of my four, this is the one I have the least amount of confidence in, because the pitcher that was set to go twice changed. It was Cortez, and now it's looking like it's going to be Schmidt twice. The Yankees get the White Sox and Red Sox, all six games at home this week. We mentioned it's a tough week. So, Yankees at home, what, 19-13, I believe, on the season. But, I'm kind of stretching. But that's another very good team looking towards the top here just to get through the double pick week.
Maybe not for Survivor, but since we're talking about kind of tiers, how do you guys rate the Padres? Because just like the Mets, it's a team that's really good on paper. I keep waiting for them to turn things around. Yeah. Blake Snell today, Musgrove tomorrow. Obviously, they're matching up with the Mariners. I don't know what to make of this Padres team, 27-32 record.
They might lose 3 or 4 to the Cubs today.
They might. Padres do have the Rockies for 3, projected to have the worst winning percentage the rest of the season, as I mentioned before. And so this is an advantageous matchup. The question is, you're getting Blake Snell twice. And how do you feel about those kinds of prospects?
Yeah.
Here's my answer to that. You know, I know we love to be really polarizing about Blake Snell. I actually don't think that matters very much here. I think it's the Padres bullpen. That's what I'm actually looking at, because it's entirely possible that Blake Snell is average for both of these starts. And if he is, then we have to figure out if the Padres bullpen can do enough to win one or both of those contests. So I did have the Padres circled. I don't know if I want to pull the trigger on them. Right now, I didn't have the Yankees, Joe, as far as a ball club that I'm looking at, partially because the Red Sox are a bit of a concern for me, because that offense is still elite. And the pitching for the Yankees, I still want to see a little bit more to feel comfortable. There may be some better times to pick the Yankees. But the Padres I have circled. The Pirates I'm liking a little bit more. And then the Orioles would be the other one that I'm thinking about. Kyle Gibson, similar ERA xFIP split, though he's not striking out too many hitters. These are some good matchups for him going up against the Brewers and the Royals. And I'm not sure if there is another good time for a while to back Baltimore. So as we talk, I'm probably leaning Orioles and Pirates. Padres, maybe, but it's going to be one of those three for me, Paul.
Yeah, I've got Orioles. So I had the Pirates locked into both entries. Are they going to be the most popular pick this week? That is what I was like, do I want to
No.
People want to see the A's? Popular? Yeah.
No, I'm going to say no because the majority of people still alive have 2 strikes and it's a double pick week. They just want to survive, get through it. And so if it comes down to it. In. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
The other one I was going to mess with, and it's scary because you don't even know who's pitching tomorrow. Try and get through with the Giants against the Cubs and the Rockies.
I circled them too. They're one of the – I circled 6 teams because I got to pick 4.
Yep.
San Francisco and Baltimore were also 2 of them. You know, on San Diego, Ed mentioned the bullpen. I wonder about the hitting now. Like, they had a 9-run game, a 10-run game in Miami last series. And then Taillon, it's the first time the Cubs won a game with Taillon on Friday. And they scored 1 run. Yesterday, they scored 1 run against Stroman. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with the Padres.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. It's probably either Orioles or Pirates for that second spot for me. We may want to revisit this a little bit later because I think we have some more thoughts here. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, our plays for Game 3 of the NBA Finals happening Wednesday and how the prices have moved right here on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts,
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.